Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Dunning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Dunning. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball four. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to third. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is called out on strikes. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-1 in the game. Broemer hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Horton. McCrow reaches second base with a double. Nettles moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses is walked intentionally. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-2 in the game. Broemer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Northrup hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McGraw hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Knox pinch hits for Joe Coleman. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor pinch hits for Dick McAuliffe. Steve Mingori now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Knox moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Ike Brown pinch hits for Gates Brown. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Ike Brown now playing left field. John Hiller now pitching. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses strikes out. One out. Steve Mingori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mingori hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-3 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Leon now playing second base. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Frien pinch hits for Duke Sims. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frien moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Frien now catching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Chambliss moves to second. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nettles hits a line drive towards the mound. Hiller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCraw is walked intentionally. Chuck Seelbach now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Mickey Stanley pinch hits for Chuck Seelbach. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.